Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, about plans for the fall. People are starting to plan for the fall and the upcoming school year. What is the plan for classes at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center as we still see COVID circulating in Iowa?
Yeah, our regional center team we've been planning, for the fall term and how that might look throughout the summer months, and we'll continue to do so. Currently, we've made some decisions on how our fall classes will be offered, and this is for the Washington County Regional Center. There might be KCII listeners that are also attending the Iowa City campus or main campus, and please know some of those plans might look a little bit differently than what we're doing locally here in Washington. But as we plan to welcome back our college credit and high school students and open up our building in August, we've made the decision to offer most of our classes virtually through a format we call Web Live, which really it's a delivery format that we will use the Zoom platform for. Any of our classes that don't have a strong lab-based component to it will be offered through Web Live using Zoom. Students will still be attending their classes at their regularly scheduled time. There's still going to be real-time lecture. There's still going to be some rich engagement within the class and discussion amongst the students and the instructor. But we felt that if we really wanted to put safety as our number one priority, which we do, the best choice for our students, faculty, and staff, if social guidelines are still in place in the fall, is to not have the majority of our students return to our building, but have them participate remotely.
And with that, what kind of response have you received from instructors as they prepare?
The instructors have been fabulous. I am just so proud of the Washington Regional faculty team. When you look back to March, when really the decisions were made very quickly. When COVID-19 hit, we, kind of shut the doors very quickly, not realizing that we wouldn't be returning for months. Our instructors now are able to kind of take a step back, and we're doing some thoughtful planning and professional development training for our instructors. We want the courses to be offered in a way that the students are still going to have a very interactive and engaging experience. We don't want our courses to simply be an instructor sitting on a computer screen lecturing at the students. So everyone is attending some really great PD sessions over the summer with Kirkwood's instructional design team to be able to offer their courses in a way that students are still going to really enjoy the experience and enjoy attending class every day. So the instructors, they've been fabulous. They are flexible. They are rolling with it, and they are going to be prepared for the fall.
And what are the deadlines for registering for classes for this fall?
Some of the courses are full already for the fall. We are still accepting registrations throughout the summer months from our high school students. We realize that sometimes their schedules change or their plans might be changing. So we can still accept registrations into the month of August for our college credit and high school population. When you look at our college credit offerings that are to the traditional public, our fall classes begin August 24th. So we would really like to have things squared away at least a couple weeks prior to the start of fall classes so that they have time to get everything in place. But in theory, if someone decides like August 22nd they want to sign up for classes, we can work with them to get them into the courses.
And for those in classes that are lab-based, what are some steps that they can take to help safely enter the building and keep their instructors and classmates safe too?
Yeah, we do have some courses in our building that just are not really feasible to be completely offered in a virtual format. When you look at our automotive technology, auto collision, our advanced manufacturing welding, our ACE Academy, those are courses that have a strong lab component, and some of the learning outcomes just really cannot be replicated in an online Zoom format. So we will be still hosting those academies in our building in a face-to-face format. There's going to be some big changes, though. The students that are going to be coming into our building for those experiences, we will be adhering to social distancing guidelines. So that might mean, if we have a class of 14 students, only 7 will be in class on a certain day of the week. We'll be reducing our classroom capacity to reduce the number of students that are in the classroom at one time. All students will be required to wear face masks. We will have those provided if they need them. We have some very strict cleaning standards and protocols that are in place for wiping down equipment and sanitizing everything on a daily in and out basis. And we've also have some traffic flow plans in our building. So for those students that will be in our building in person, having some flow patterns so that we can kind of track and monitor where people are going, what they're touching, and so forth, so that we can properly clean and then, and of course, enforcing that face mask requirement.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, talking about their plans for the fall. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.